And welcome to the Trouble with the Snap podcast. I am Tyler Hayward alongside Jeremy File. And you can find us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. We're running it back because Jeremy could not participate yesterday. So if you heard the show, awesome. We'll get Jeremy's opinions today. We're going to cut it a little bit shorter, but we'll definitely try to get this rolling for you. Jeremy, look, one of the things that I talked about on Monday was not Cade McNamara. It was the handling of the quarterback situation at U of M and how you cannot put a guy like McNamara in a position to where he's looking over his shoulder and then McCarthy's coming in to hand the ball off.
I think it was play calling. I think that they know what we all know. JJ is an utter talent. They're trying to find ways to use him because they feel like they have to. And also Jim Harbaugh clarified it the way he wanted to yesterday, on, you know, well, we felt like in times we haven't had a backup ready. So he can say whatever he wants. The bottom line is, look, when McCarthy's in, they have to start throwing the ball more. You know, they can't just act like he's a running quarterback. That's where they're going wrong. It's not affecting McNamara, because I will say this, to give Cade McNamara a lot of credit, the kid is very heady. That's the way I would describe it. He has composure. He's poised. I thought he was really poised against Nebraska. I don't think you're going to have a problem with him. Is he a great quarterback? No. But he is pretty poised. You know, even after he made that bad decision with the interception, he played pretty darn well. I think that was his best game as a Michigan player, because it was a game that they had to come back. He was able to make the simple throws. They run a lot of simple stuff for him. He's not electric. He's not elite as far as making the amazing play. He's not going to do anything Adrian Martinez does. He's not going to do anything that even, you know, Peyton Thorne does.
Say it, yeah.
I mean, you know, but he is really good at times, though. He's very poised. And I just felt like when my problem has always been, you kind of got to have that elite guy. You got to have someone when it's going crappy, he can make it happen. And I'm not thinking about wins over Nebraska. I'm thinking over Penn State on the road. I'm thinking Ohio State. I'm not thinking of Nebraska. That has been kind of where I've been at on this, Tyler. But I do think that – I don't think Michigan's wrong at all. I think JJ coming in is a good idea. But for gosh sakes, put him in better positions. I mean, everyone knows he's either going to hand it off or run it now. I mean, it's like, come on. This is what I mean by fixation. Josh Gattis and Harbaugh fixation. He's not a power running quarterback, folks. He is a running quarterback. He can run. But he's not a wildcat. Or, you know, it's like, wait a minute, guys. You do realize he's the best thrower on your team, right? He's the best arm on your team. He has the best deep ball on your team. I mean, poor Daylon Baldwin, he's missing JJ at times because that ball has just fell in his lap. Like, it's every time, just boom. Oh, thank you, JJ. They got to start putting him in and letting him throw the football. That's the problem, Tyler.
Yeah, and I agree. They got to let him throw the ball a little bit if you're going to put him in. But at the same time, you know, if you have two quarterbacks, you have down. And when you start to figure out certain things, like, I mean, I feel like it's a setup now for Michigan State is what they're doing. And, a name that you and I are familiar with because he's from our area is Antonio Bass. You know, you bring him in, and you run with him. And then against Michigan State, you're finally trying to make a throw with him. And when he had that opportunity at U of M, and I feel like that's what they're trying to do. And you know, I feel like this McCarthy thing was a setup. I don't think McNamara finishes the season. If McCarthy's that much better than McNamara, stop putting him in certain packages and play calls and stuff like that, and bench McNamara for a half.
No, that's where you're wrong. I have to cut you off. That's where you're wrong. That it's not the fact that – and this is where I'm wrong too. I don't think he's better than Cade yet, because I think you were right earlier, where I think that Cade has a handle more of the offense, like you said. I think eventually you go, I just don't think JJ can do certain things yet with this offense, because, you know, he's so used to be just being able to throw a deep ball. He's so used to just being able to do whatever he wants, and he's not able to maybe read. Maybe there's something in practice we're not seeing where he doesn't read that quick tight end pass that Cade does.
And
so well.
And maybe the receivers are a little bit different than he's used to dealing with too.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, look at Dalen. It was the one time in his career where he didn't look good a couple times. You know, he had the pass to Dalen that was just really fast and it just looked out of control. He hadn't looked like that before. Every player deals with that. That's not a knock on the kid. He had a great run for the first down by the sticks. But my point of all that is this. I think Cade's a good quarterback. I never said he was bad. I just didn't think he was going to put him over the top. That was always my thing. I don't think we're going to see it this year, Tyler. It's too late now. Cade now has proven himself. I think JJ, you just have to have him in. The only way we're going to see JJ, knock on wood, is if Cade gets hurt. And I just think his ability, JJ's, though, to run, because their running game is so good, really makes it hard to stop. So I just think they're going to always put him in at times.
Yeah, and that was the big thing that we that I talked about, though. I mean, obviously, you and I have slightly differing views, but also, you know, we agree on certain aspects of it, too. And, you know, this is how adults disagree. And it's crazy what that can do for people. One of the other things that I mentioned that I think needs to be considered, and, you know, this is where there's a massive black and white area, and this is for Michigan State. This is where there's a huge black and white area, and me, I kind of fall in that gray area. And what ultimately it is Kenneth Walker's a Heisman finalist, at least. And look, right now, he absolutely is, and I will say this, he is the best running back in America. And I don't think it's that close. If you give him some of the offensive lines and stuff like that, that some of these other backs are running behind, he would kill it. And I said to you earlier today, I was like, if he played for Michigan, you know, forget Corum and Haskins. Let's just say those two aren't even there. And they're running with Walker the way Michigan State is. He'd be the favorite for the Heisman. Now, the thing is I don't think it's going to last long, because when you get to Michigan, when you get to Penn State, when you get to Ohio State even, and we know that their defense is susceptible to the run, when you get to those, I think you're going to see him fall off a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think he's just a fantastic player. He is just so electric. And, you know, his ability.
Yes or no, best running back in America?
We off air, I told Tyler, yes, I got to look more. Like, I just haven't. It's so funny with running backs nowadays. We just don't even talk about them, it seems like. You know, even in the NFL, it's like, who's the best running back in the NFL?
Best running back? It's Christian McCaffrey when he's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not something that people think about anymore. It's just like, you know, we knew Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Thurman Thomas. And we used to talk about those guys like we were blue until we were blue in the face. It was, we just don't talk like that anymore. And I think that it's an underappreciated position, because let's not forget, you know,
what I said about the Heisman is it's like the reason he's part of the reason he's a candidate right
no
now.
Guy.
He is because the quarterbacks all suck this year.
Well, I don't think, yeah, I mean, that's one. There's not a dominant quarterback, right? But at the same time, I just think it's one, it's that. There's not like a dominant quarterback or, oh, it's Devontae Smith. Oh, my gosh, he's just dominant. You know, in this receiver play, it's passing. It's exciting, right? You know, Jalen Naylor, people are freaking out over Jalen Naylor, right, because he had the two over 200 yards. Kenneth Walker has been the staple to this program this year. He came right in and has transformed that offense. And when he is
a program that sucked at running the ball since Jeremy Langford.
When we talked about this year, I mentioned this preseason. I said they have got to run the ball better and stop it better. And they have totally, with Walker, you're definitely going to run better than the other team. So I just think he's absolutely should be in the Heisman conversation. Is he the best running back in the whole country? I mean, there's a great argument for that. I mean, he is really good. I mean, he is so fast. And I'll tell you what, I'm very nervous for October 30th because the one thing I will say, most of his good runs are stretch runs. And when he gets on that outside, he's able to plant and cut middle and good luck. So you can't over pursue, but you can't not, you know, you got to respect the fact he's getting out there. So he's 4 yards already. And now you got to make a choice. Do I come down hard or I just stay home? Nebraska was the only team they did stay disciplined, but Nebraska really forced him to cut earlier. They converged quick and their tackles played great. So that's something to look at. Indiana, even though Indiana is dog crap this year, because they are, they're so terrible. Their defense, you know, their defense is pretty strong at times. They can really stop the run at times. They're still having a terrible year on both sides, really, but they will be a good test this weekend to get you ready for Michigan. Like, I truly, like, we're not going to do predictions, obviously, but this is a huge game again. And yeah, I told Tyler off here, I said, look, it's real now. If you're a Michigan, Michigan State fan, and you're not just clenching those fists and getting ready for the next few weeks, I mean, something's wrong with you. You should be so excited how good both teams, you know, how Michigan State is very good, guys. I mean, they are very good. I watched again a little more with Rutgers, Tyler. I am so impressed with this team, and I am very scared of this team. I'll admit it. They are scary when they get rolling.
Well, I want to know what you think of this. Did you think it was arrogance when kind of – because this is one of the things that people are kind of picking apart. You think it was arrogance when Kenneth Walker and Jalen Naylor dapped each other up at about the 15-yard line on Walker's 94-yard run?
Absolutely not. I thought it was ultra confidence. I think it's this team is confident in skill positions. We came into the year knowing they were very talented in those positions, but we didn't think they
were this good.
No, we didn't know.
Let's be real. Jaden Reed wasn't great all the time last year. Jalen Naylor wasn't great all the time last year, and part of that may be attributed to quarterback play. And Kenneth Walker, we came in, and I was still making a case for Elijah Collins, and I feel like a big, stupid idiot right now.
Well, who would have known? I mean, no one would have known that a guy from Wake Forest who actually, you know, was very good at Wake Forest, had like 13 touchdowns last year, by the way.
Yeah, right. I mean, he has the longest run in Wake Forest history and Michigan State history.
No, I just think, look, this is a very confident team on offense, extremely confident. They are running their base stuff. They are not – you know what they're doing right now, Tyler? Base stuff and flea flickers. I mean, and honestly, here's the thing. That flea flicker is dangerous because it works every time because Kenneth Walker is so good. And, you know, Michigan's ran it once and it worked. Why did it work? Because Hassan Haskins and Corum are tough. You got to – I mean, Hassan Haskins, this is what's so funny. Kenneth Walker is so darn good. Haskins leapt over a guy, landed, then ran 30 more yards, and no one's talking about it. He literally jumped over the guy in an unbelievable timing of the game. And nobody's really mentioning it besides Michigan people because Kenneth Walker is so good that it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, but, hey, we do need to get running. We have Jay Green from Michigan State tight end on tomorrow. We'll hit you with our predictions and our preview this week. If Michigan State beats Indiana, you're looking at two undefeated teams going into that October 30th Can showdown.
One thing, Ty, before we go, I know you got to run, and I just think this is important. I want you to.
Yeah, I got 1% of my battery. It's not me. It's the phone that needs to run.
Yeah. Last thing, I hope we get this. Michigan, Michigan State fans, this is a 3-game season. And who would have ever thought? And I am so excited because we're in the big boy world now. This isn't last year no more. Let's forget about it. I just want to say that. It's time. We're here now.
Yeah, so like I said, Jay Green tomorrow. We'll do our predictions on Thursday. And then might have another guest on Friday. We'll see how it goes, though. Need to reach out and solidify a couple things. But that does it for us on the Trouble with the Snap podcast. For Jeremy Fowle, I'm Tyler Hayward.